There's been plenty of interest in the game, Loz. I mean, obviously from your perspective there is, and Queensland's, because it's a game, you know, that's on the line. You need to win to keep the series alive. But they've sold, getting towards 90,000 tickets. I think it's about 86,000 tickets they've sold, and people down there are really keen.
They are, Gibby. I think they spoke about the numbers at the press conference, saying there's 24,000 interstate visitors. So that leaves over 60,000 Victorians that are coming to the game, which is a great result. And I think that, you know, they're an educated crowd now in terms of rugby league, more so than when we were down here in 94, I think it was, when we played at the MCG. So it'll be a great spectacle. It'll be a tough old match. And both sides will be very willing, no doubt.
Now, Loz, you lost by a point. What did you take? Did that give you confidence? I know it was a not a good way to finish and all of those things, and there was opportunities that went by the wayside. But what did you take out of it? Confident that you could improve?
Oh, we got a lot of improvement. I think that, you know, we didn't get an opportunity to score too many points. They had plenty of possession. I thought our goal line defence was outstanding. They created a couple of opportunities that we snuffed out and may have been a little bit lucky, but I'm confident if we had the same amount of possession in that field position, then we'd be applying plenty of pressure ourselves on their defence. So, you know, it's just about taking the opportunity when it presents itself. We've got to be better with field position, and we've worked on ways to be able to combat that. And, you know, I'm confident with the work we've done. Preparation's been spot on. There's no complaints from our side of things. We know we're in for a tough night, and we're ready for the challenge.
Loz, true to your word, you stuck with your halves, Mitchell Pearce and Trent Hodkinson. I think the Mitchell Pearce was a no-brainer. I think he went particularly well. Trent Hodkinson, what are your thoughts on him? Because he got, as we know, he got pulled by Des Hasler. He didn't ice the game at the end, which is what you've got in there for. There might have been some reasons for that, but what's your opinion of Trent?
Oh, look, I think internally I know what Trent can do, and I know he's got the support of his teammates, and we've given him a specific role in this footy team, which I know he can carry out. And I thought in the first game, for the first 40 minutes, he did a fantastic job. Second half, we had no ball, no field position. We had to do 450-odd tackles, which is an enormous amount in a game of rugby league. And then the fatigue factor comes in, and there's an old saying that fatigue makes cowards of us all, especially on the footy field. So at the end of the day, I've got full confidence faith in Trent. He's a good kid to have around. He learns, and I'm sure he'll have a big game on Wednesday night.
Now, there's been plenty said about the niggle. I mean, is it paper talk? I mean, has the niggle, do you think they get away with grubby tactics more than you do? And I can say to you, Loz, that, well, you've got to give it back to them. If they're doing it, give it back to them.
Oh, look, I think a lot of the talk has been coming from, you know, I don't know whether too many of our guys have been quoted on it, but look, I think for me, I don't look at game one now. My focus is on game two. And one thing I do know is that we're a team that won't be pushed around. And, you know, we'll stand up for ourselves if we have to. But we'll be going out there to play it in the right manner, the right spirit. I'm sure the same as Queensland will do. But we're here to get a job done. And this team is very well prepared. We'll go out there and give it our best shot.
What happens with Paul Gallen coming into the side? You're skipper, and there's been some criticism. I mean, former coach and, you know, a good friend of yours, Phil Gould, has been critical. But what is going to be his role, particularly when you keep in mind that Aaron Woods, James Tarmo, David Clement, the prop rotation is brilliant. They were excellent in game one.
Yeah, they were. I probably think that Gal will spend a bit of time up front, but he certainly won't spend as well. We're hoping he doesn't spend as many minutes as he does for the Sharks out there on Wednesday. I think that, you know, we need Gal's experience, his toughness, and what he brings to the team. But, you know, we don't want him to play for 80 minutes. We want him to do a specific job. And again, if he's handling it, well, you know, he may go longer than what we expect. But we've got, you know, good go forwards. We need to make sure we don't overload them in terms of, you know, their second stints or when they're fatigued. And, you know, you want to make sure that you get them on and off at the right moment, so when they come back into the game, they've still got plenty in their tank. And that's something that we'll take away from game one, and I'm sure that we'll be ready.
comments by people like Phil Gould, you know, media commentators, all of us, that's what we get paid for, to give opinions. What does it worry you?
Oh, it doesn't. I think the fact is that, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and that's fine. I mean, I know that that's what State of Origin is about. The thing that I want to see is, you know, when you support New South Wales, is once the team's selected, just get on board. Just get on board and select us. Put your club allegiances aside and get behind the team. That's what you want to see, and that's what you hope. And at the end of the day, you know, you'll have a team there that you'd be very proud of. And, that's what we've spoken about over the last couple of years, is that, you know, we want to engage all the people and the fans, well, not the fans, but our people, yeah, our state, and get them behind us, because that's what Origin's about. You just put your club loyalties aside, you get behind the Blues, if you're from New South Wales, and you support them and you stick with it.
I would imagine you're going to specifically target Daly Cherry Evans.
Oh, look, I think you know, there's plenty of players who are great players in the Queensland side that we have to have concerns about. Look, there's no one in particular that we're going to target. You know, our focus is on getting ourselves right. I'm confident that we can defend the way we did in Game 1 and get a bit of possession. And I'm confident we can get points.
Finally, Loz, you've had some players coming back. Brett Morris is back. Robbie Farris had the crook shoulder. No injury concerns at all?
No, none. Again, you know, training this week's been first class. Really ripped in and did everything they needed to get themselves right. We've got one training session to go tomorrow, which is the captain's run. Robbie's, you know, done more contact than what we thought he would do over the weekend. Which is good peace of mind for him, because now he's ready to go. And B-Moz, he's been fine. And both those players are experienced campaigners. It would have been in the side, all things being equal, if there was no injury. So they're great additions to welcome back into the team.
Loz, appreciate you joining us tonight, mate. Good luck on Wednesday night.
Thanks, Gibbsy. Cheers, mate.